What's happening locally? The news.
And let's take a look, shall we? Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Mirna Ortega, who 2 weeks ago had been announced as spokesperson for José Aurel Molino, the now presidential candidate of the Realizing Goals and the Alianza parties, announced on Monday that she resigned from the position. "They were the most horrible 2 weeks of my life." This is how Ortega summed up her experience with the campaign. In a broken voice, this was in a telephone conversation with La Prensa. "Everyone there is dirty," she added. She maintains that one of the main reasons why she decided to leave was because her values do not allow her to support the cause of former president and whitewasher Ricardo Martinelli, whom Molina replaced as presidential candidate for the elections of the 5th of May. In a tweet that was posted this Monday, the 11th of March, at 8:27 a.m., Ortega referred to Martinelli as corrupt. Then, in the afternoon, she deleted that message. In her story to La Prensa, the communicator stressed that for several days she thought about the decision she would make and what she saw. "Look, I saw terrible people. They're really terrible people. I know that all this is going to cause problems for me, but I have to tell the truth. I've had 3-4 days thinking about what I was going to say, what I was going to do," she said. Ortega mentioned that Martinelli's sons, Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique, as well as the former director of Tourism Authority, Solomon Sharma, have recently been linked to Molino's campaign. When asked if she saw anything bad related to these people, she responded, "Not like seeing something bad, but they did talk about a dirty campaign. It was a horrible thing." She also noted that she previously consulted her decision with several fellow communicators. "Everyone recommended me to resign. She even raised discomfort with Molino, but, well, he didn't say anything about it. I feel that he, Molino, is a good candidate, but it's a dirty campaign," she said. As to how she was feeling in the last few days, "It's a terrible thing. I couldn't even sleep, but I cannot continue supporting a candidate who lives in those conditions," Ortega concluded. Well, the Realizing Goals party has not reacted with indifference to the revelations of Mirna Ortega, who until now was the campaign spokesperson for José Raúl Molino, presidential candidate for that group. The answer was immediate. Both Luis Eduardo Camacho and Astrid Salazar, spokespersons for Martinelli, maintain that Ortega faces, quote, personal problems. "And that is why her words have no credibility." Salazar even advised Ortega to seek professional help. When Ortega read Astrid's message in X, she wrote a response: "A rat." Marta De Martinelli wrote in X that Ortega was a liar and that they had not seen each other for years. Ortega's words are the latest bombshell in a party that in recent weeks has seen how its presidential candidate barricaded himself in an embassy, that's the one of Nicaragua, is subject to an arrest warrant and was indefinitely and permanently disqualified from participating in the elections on the 5th of May, when his sentence of 128 months in prison for money laundering became final. In the midst of this maelstrom, Molino, who until then was the vice president of the list he headed, well, remained as the main candidate now. The Satanic Call Center has already been activated to destroy Mirna Ortega, said journalist Alvaro Alvarado in his account on social network X, formerly Twitter. Alvarado asked Molino to comment on the issue. Until now, the candidate has remained strictly silent. Felix Molinaire, who was RM's national political coordinator, also expressed his solidarity with Ortega. "Molinaire knows how RM is handled internally, and last year he even said that there was a call centre to attack those people who opposed Ricardo Martinelli." The presidential candidate, Melitón Arocha, went on Monday to the headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral to present in writing his irrevocable and voluntary resignation from the electoral criminal jurisdiction. "We are all equal before the law. We all have to be accountable for our actions, and there can be no privilege. We have to restore the trust of the Panamanian people in their institutions," said Arocha. Some journalists who were summoned to the scene by Rocha's campaign team said, well, they thought he was going to give up his candidacy. To resign? I'm committed to the Panamanian people, and on the 5th of May we are going to win that election, Arocha exclaimed. But he was not the first. In the presidential debate held on February the 26th, candidate Ricardo Lombana announced that he had renounced the electoral criminal jurisdiction and invited his rivals to emulate him. Arocha competes for the free nomination, but is also nominated by the País party. Lombana is the candidate of the Otro Camino movement. The presidential candidates will meet again in the second presidential debate, which will be held on the 13th of March, and it will be the first with José Raúl Molino, the new standard-bearer of the Realizing Goals party, although it's not known if he will attend the event. The Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, reported that the fire that had been recorded since yesterday morning in the Cerro Patacón landfill was intentionally caused. Agents from the Panama Fire Department and other security forces tried early to extinguish the fire. As in previous cases of accidents, there is a criminal hand in this fire, is reflected in a statement released by the entity. Four different points have been detected where the fire occurred, which is classified as a criminal act. The AAUD announced that the competent authorities will be asked to carry out the required investigations to find those responsible for these events. The emergency call was received by firefighters around 2:30 a.m. on Monday, and the work to put out the incident was continuing yesterday evening. It started in a large area at the top of the hill, said Angel Delgado of the Panama Fire Department. More personnel from the San Miguelito, Carrasquilla and Caledonia stations were activated, explained Angel Delgado from the fire department. From early on, the smoke spread by the strong breeze covered several points of the capital city. The United States Embassy in Panama announced on Monday a donation of material worth more than $500,000 for migrants and communities affected by the migration crisis through the Darien jungle, the natural border between the Central American country and Colombia. The American donation, valued at more than $500,000, consisted of camping tents, cots, sheets, and mosquito nets, according to official information from the United States regarding the contribution that occurs after the damage caused in a migration center following altercations. Thus, in the last 3 years, we've already contributed more than $43 million to the immigration challenges here in the country. This is a commitment and a shared burden. That is why we're going to continue with it, the minister-counselor of the United States Embassy in Panama, John Barrett, told reporters. Well, despite having a staff of about 1,300 officials, the Land Transit and Transportation Authority, the ATT&T, will hire a company to be in charge of collecting its collection and its delinquent portfolio. According to the Panama Compra portal, the entity called a tender for $3.7 million in order to acquire the management and collection service for the collection and the delinquent portfolio, which exceeds $20 million. According to the specifications, the company that is contracted will provide the service for 5 years at a rate of $750,000 each year. As part of the justification for carrying out this public act, the ATT&T indicates in the statement of objections that the institution intends to improve the operation and processes in the units to obtain an increase in its own income and reduce existing delinquencies. In fact, in a note from the ATT&T Board of Directors to support the contracting, it is indicated that the institution does not have specialized personnel in accounts receivable. Well, that's it then. There's our look. Those are some of the news items for you today, all compiled for you for this morning's programme.